Randy Granger's 5 award-winning recordings each showcases rare talents as a singer, a songwriter, and a skilled musician who plays guitar, flute, hang drum, and a number of other instruments. But about 2 years ago, a new sound entered Randy's sound vocabulary, and it begins the title cut of his latest CD titled Strong Medicine. Randy, welcome. It's good to see you again.
Thank you, Monica.
Tell us about that sound.
The sound at the beginning of that song, Strong Medicine, is the sound of chemotherapy pumps. I was with my partner, Wayne Crawford, the poet, and we were undergoing chemo for stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And so we would spend, I don't know, sometimes maybe 5 up to 7 hours there. And I was noticing that the chemo pumps had a really great rhythm. Of course, you know, being a musician, I thought, well, you know, I have to do something with this. So the next time we went there, I had one of those little handheld, you know, digital the recorders, and I put it up there, and I was listening to it. I thought, you know, I'm not sure where this is going to end up, but there's something so clinical and cold yet beautiful about the sound of that rhythm and then the beeps that to me sounded like flutes or, you know, voices. Being a musician, I thought, you know, just document this musically. And so the nurses asked, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm a musician. I said, I may use this in, you know, one of my songs. And they said, that's just the weirdest thing we've ever heard. But, but Wayne knew what I was doing. So
I'm sure he did. How long were you all together?
We were together about 10 years by that point.
He was diagnosed?
Diagnosed in the fall of 2010.
October 2010, yes. And then he passed within 5 months.
That's right. It was
pancreatic cancers. Abysmally fast.
The thing that I learned about pancreatic cancer is I think it has like a 98% mortality rate.
By the time it's diagnosed,
exactly.
It's one of those. And this album, Strong Medicine, is really an amazingly touching piece of work, especially, of course, for anyone who has had the cancer experience any time in their life. And I must mention, of course, that you will be performing tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Grace United Methodist. That's 400 North Carolina. It's part of the Second Sunday Concert Series. So our listeners have a chance to hear you perform live. Now, this particular album, it was a big change for you in your approach. Tell me about your previous work and how it shifted for this album.
Sure, thank you. The other 5 albums that I've made in the, you know, genre of Native American New Age ambient music, they were more instrumental songs, really, more like soundscapes, more instrumental to be used in, you know, healing places or you know, spas or hospitals or just to make people really comfortable.
It was my listen to it at home, light a candle, and try to bring the anxiety down so I can get 10,000 things done. That's how I use Randy Granger.
Awesome. Hey, I love hearing that. Thank you, Monica. Yeah. So this new album, Strong Medicine, is really moving back to what I've always been, which is a singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. And when I cut my teeth musically was during the whole New Age alternative movement back then too, but also with folk music too. I've been doing a lot of that too, but so this brings me back to my singer songwriter roots, but with a whole new bag of instruments like the hung drum that you had mentioned and the Native American flutes and world percussion, which is what I've always enjoyed playing. So it's just a more fleshed out sound, but it's also probably my most expressive, my most emotive yet. Because it's the most personal, really.
It absolutely personal. I find it interesting that this kind of turned you inside out. Here you had been channeling this, the healing potential of music for other people.
Yes.
And did you find that you were drawing it back in on this one?
You know, and I have also been a volunteer for about 6 years at the hospice center.
Oh, how interesting.
And I would bring, you know, Native American flute music and then I would play my hung drum too. Never did I think that I would actually have to use hospice, and we used hospice probably in the last 6 weeks of you know, Wayne's life, and that was so extremely helpful.
Yes.
So here I am doing music that is healing, that is comforting for other people, and now it turns out that I'm the one who actually needs the healing. I'm the one who actually needs the, you know, comfort. So what I did, I thought, okay, I'm going to take emotional, mental notes about what's happening now, what it's like to love somebody unconditionally enough to be their their caregiver and their steward, you know, through their end of days. And I thought, okay, how can I tell this story in a way that's going to heal me, but that's going to make my personal experience universal? So that's what I came up with.
You were masterful in transcending things that are potentially sinister and miserable. In the title cut, you mentioned the waiting room.
Right.
Just the anxiety of the waiting. You have the Hospital Stairwell Blues, a lovely little instrumental piece that, oh my gosh, I've been there.
Stairwells are just great to go sing in.
You know. The echo is so friendly.
Exactly.
Yes. I mean, to convert this environment into something that partnered with you in your art, I'm just stunned by what you've pulled off here. It's truly a piece of art.
Well, thank you. You know, and of course, I also ran the risk of making it too morbid, which I didn't want to do. This album was funded through a program called Kickstarter.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So my tagline was, help fund the new joyously cathartic album.
Joyously cathartic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Again, to be able to transcend, to transform, it's like alchemy, turning
Thank
the
you.
Pain
yeah,
into gold through this kind of music. Well, I just have to commend you on a fabulous piece of work that even includes a little touch of the humor and your work as a shaman, so to speak, in helping us all transcend these things.
Thank you.
And I'm so delighted we'll have a chance to hear you perform tomorrow, 3 p.m., the second Sunday concert series at Grace United Methodist, 400 North Carolina. And, of course, to purchase Strong Medicine or anything else by Randy Granger, you can go to randygranger.net. That's the easy way to find you. For concert information, call 307-1970. Randy, again, congratulations on
Thank
a
you,
magnificent
Monica.
Piece of work, and it's a delight to see you.
Thank you for your interest. I appreciate it.